Well, firstly, Paul, I think there were a few relieved people to see you walking out into the middle this morning. How are you after yesterday's assault from Harry Gurney?
Pretty sore, to be honest with you. I think it's more the embarrassment of getting hit there and being very painful than anything else. But I went for a scan last night and hopefully it's all is good and a little bit tender, but I can carry on the game.
I was talking to Harry last night. He said, as a bowler, it's quite upsetting to see that happen when you're the bowler. So he had all of his sympathy for you, but it came in a blistering spell, which sort of turned this game on its head yesterday.
He did, yeah. It was a really good spell, and someone who, sure, he's international class. He really pounded away at good pace on a good length, attacking that off stump and just getting that little bit of movement either way was a great spell. And as you said, a spell like that can turn the game and put it in their favour. But we're still battling in this game. We've just gone past their lead, and it's one of those wickets that if you really bowl well as a group, as a partnership, then you can put the opposition under a lot of pressure. So hopefully tomorrow we can go out there, get through those spells and get a decent total on the board. It's going to take a huge effort. It's going to take something special from an individual to put the hand up and get a good 100 or something like that. So hopefully we can do that.
It was Harry who started the rot in your first innings yesterday. Similar sort of things happening again today. You give yourselves a good platform yesterday. Today you've got to within 2 runs of wiping out the 69-run deficit. Then suddenly 2 wickets fall in the space of about 4 or 5 balls.
Yeah, as I said, it seems to be one of those wickets. It's for the seamers, it's a little bit up and down. It's got a bit of seam movement. They've had the ball swinging quite a bit through the 2 innings that they've bowled at us. For a new batsman to come in, it has been pretty hard to get used to the wicket and the pace of the wicket. So it's also happened in their innings as well. We've got wickets in clusters, so it's not just us, but hopefully we can get a good partnership on tomorrow and then be able to put them under pressure in the last innings, which you would have thought would be the hardest time to bat.
Don't know what's happened in the last few weeks, but you keep creating problems for yourselves. I've just been working it out today. It's something like 400 runs have been conceded after drop catches in recent matches. And today, Jake Libby was the beneficiary. Nick Compton and Nick Gubbins at Middlesex. Last week it was Ian Westwood, and you're making things difficult for yourselves.
Well, it is, yeah. You want to catch every single catch, and nobody ever means to drop a catch. It is disappointing. But I wouldn't just say it's the drop catches that is hurting us.
It's the lack of runs as well, obviously.
Well, it's the lack of runs. It's not turning those 30s and 40s into big scores, into big hundreds. It's all that, bowling spells as well. And working in partnerships, we've just been slightly off the ball. We're just allowing the pressure off the opposition, whether it be drop catches or, as I said, getting those partnerships and individual scores up to big scores. We've got to be honest with ourselves. It hasn't been up to our usual standards, and that's what's hurting us. And teams will pounce on that.
You've got a young squad. Do you think, as you've sort of been sucked towards the wrong end of the table, that perhaps the pressure's just starting to get to one or two? I mean, we've got to remind ourselves some of the lads are still teenagers.
You've got to, as a captain, you've got to remind yourself all the time that don't expect too much from these guys. I sometimes think I maybe expect too much from them and realise that these guys are just learning the game. Yeah, we're not blessed with overseas players. We're not blessed with experience right away throughout the lineup, but we'll keep fighting. It's as simple as that. I still believe we've got the skill in the dressing room to get the results in a positive manner for the rest of the season, and hopefully that'll start tomorrow. We've got another good opportunity here to show what we're about, and you never know what can happen. This wicket could be very difficult on the last day.